This week, Juice tells me a story about how he incited an incident during Pride. I've decided that 30% of my personality is now board games, and I pulled the wool over Juice's eyes and got him the best I've ever got him.
It's dangerous. Oh,
what's up, Barely Gamers, and welcome back to your favorite podcast featuring two internet cuties and some video games.
I'm Juicebox.
And I'm Jackson.
And it's dangerous to go alone, so hey, listen to us talk about the Switch 2 again.
Well, I mean, it's still a big deal. And it's new developments and all of that good stuff, you know?
That's true.
Yeah. And a shout out to our Patreon producers, John, a.k.a. The Bull, and Miss Teary. Thank you both very much. More about that later in the show. Joops, how you feeling? Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
I'm tired?
Yeah.
Is it Pride tired? Like the meme that you told me about last week or the week before where you're like, so tell me about Pride. And I'm like, well, you're exhausted all the time and you're unhappy, but also living your best life. And is that what's going on?
Yeah, that's what's going on. I had my biggest day where I started doing story time at the zoo. So I did Toronto Zoo story time. Yes.
So you told stories to the animals?
Children.
Oh, like little, like puppies?
But they had face painting on, so they looked like little animals.
Oh, sick. What was the best one?
Very cute. There was one who was a rainbow tiger. It was really cool.
Do you think that was the request of the child who went in and they were like, what do you want? And they're like, rainbow tiger! And they're like, yeah, okay, fine. We'll do a rainbow tiger.
And she was the shyest kid. She sat in her mom's lap and I was like, I love your makeup. And she just went, you know, she just said no. She was just like, don't look at me. And I'm like,
well, she probably saw you deadlifting other queens and was like, whoa, I'm not crossing her.
He's going to lift me up.
Yeah.
So I got you that fun fact. I didn't tell you this, but guess what happened?
A monkey flung poop at you.
Guess who showed up?
The giraffes.
Rebel News.
Who's that?
You don't know who Rebel News is?
Mm-mm.
Rebel News is like our cheap version of Fox News. Like, you know how they have This Hour has 22 minutes in Canada?
Yeah.
And it's like our SNL.
Yeah.
Rebel News is like our Fox.
That sucks.
Yeah. So Rebel News showed up. Is it my fault? Yes.
What did you
do? So
what did you do? Did you cause an incident? What's going on?
Maybe.
Yeah, you did not tell me this detail at all. You talked to me. I talked to you on the day. You didn't mention any of this.
I didn't. So I was really tired. So what had happened was a few days prior, there was a post that we were going to be at the zoo. So like, it was like, come to the zoo to story time, da da da. And some random woman, a private profile, you can't see anything, writes, get away from children. And so and all these people are writing to her, and I wrote, listen, Diane, I hate your kids anyway. Don't worry about it. You know, sassy, sneaky, you know, just being a little cheeky.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, this was on an official zoo post. So that's cool. And then she writes, oh, so you're racist? You hate my biracial children? And then at that point, I'm like, okay, well, I'm blocking this woman because I've never seen your kids. I don't know what your kids look like.
You didn't say, yes, I do hate because they're biracial? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I didn't say that because that's not why I hate them.
because you don't have any of that fucking information. How did you get
there? I don't have that information. I don't know your fucking kids. Like, I hate you, but I hate your kids in proximity because they're a piece of you, bitch. But anyways, so I write that and then I see it. I go, whatever, I block her. But then I start seeing like there's comments, like people are really fighting with her. So I was just like, oh, whatever, like not a big deal. I've already blocked her, so I can't engage. And like, I'm going to move on with my day. So then I'm at the story time. I'm all ready. We're getting out to go out and read the stories. And one of the zoo people comes in and they go, so Rebel News is here. And I went, fierce, so fun. And they were like, yeah, it's because of you. And I was like, is it because of that comment I made? And she's like, yeah. Apparently the mom called Rebel News concerned for the well-being of the children because I hate them. So she's like, she hates kids. Why is she going to be around them? She's there to torture them. Like some all this shit about like how I was going to like eat these children because I'm a demon.
Yeah.
So Rebel News came and they had it was like a guy and like a girl. And they had like a flock of security guards sitting around them
to contain them.
to contain the rebel news person. No, no, to contain
them. Rebel in the name of your news outlet?
Yeah.
Paints a picture.
You're so stupid. They're the kind of people who think like COVID was man-made, you know, like they're insane. So basically what had happened was the lady at the zoo had told me, she was just like, don't engage with them, whatever, just leave them. Then all of a sudden we're about to go out.
Not
and so. I'm already to like, I'm fully going to engage. Like I'm 100% going to engage. That sounds I'm going to be right. Like, what about you in the back, sir? Like I'm ready for it. And then she comes in, she goes, Rebel News is gone. And I went, oh, yeah, I guess one of the heads of the zoo who was putting all this on walked up to him and said, you ruined my day yesterday. You ruined my day the day before that. You're not ruining today. Get the fuck out. Kicked him out.
Wow.
And the cops went, good enough for us. And just like said, here you go, sir. We're walking you out.
Cops escorted him out.
Yep, cops escorted him out.
Love that. Happy Pride.
I know. Happy Pride.
Way to start an incident, though. You know what I mean? I hope they still put the story together. You know what I mean?
Me too.
That might
be
good press for you.
Listen, I want the story because then, like, what great content?
Yeah.
What great content? I would make a reaction video out of it. I would post it on my thing. I'd say, make me a collaborator.
Yeah. Tag me, Rebel tag Media, me. Whatever the tag fuck me. You're in.
It's fan behavior, yeah. You know? So it's just like, I want to interact with the fans. So that was so I did that.
Man, that just care. There's so many layers to that, but I'm trying to like, trying to decide what my true feeling on this, like what my predominant feeling is. Like there's rage in there. Don't get me wrong.
Well, yeah, but they're just so harmless. Like, what are they going to do? You know, I feel like they're such a minority. They're just loud.
I just hate, and I hate that I'm going to describe it this way even more, but I hate yappers, right? Like I grew up playing aggressive contact sports. So you yap, you get smacked type of thing. But there's just like, and I'm not suggesting that this is the problem. You don't do that in the real world. That's not a problem. I'm a pacifist. Don't fucking hit each other. But at the same time, the number of people that just go mouthing off and oh, they're harmless because they're not going to do anything. And it's like, then they shouldn't be yapping either, right?
I mean, their yapping is harmful. But for me, it was one of those days where I was just like, it's not. What is he going to do? He's going to throw a slime ball at me, whatever.
Yeah.
You know? So, basically, so he gets escorted out. We do the story time. It goes incredible.
Nice. What story did you tell?
I read, a story about somebody gets, swept away. So it was a little girl and she is going to have a party, but then she finds a bunch of penguins and goes to Antarctica with the penguins, her birthday party is happening. So she has to go back home.
Chill with the penguins. Better choice.
It was cute. The only gay thing about it was she had gay dads. Like that was it.
Oh, hot.
And then I drive. Nice. And then nice. And then the other one I read was a Jonathan Van Ness story, and it was because it was short.
Yeah.
Like it sucked though. It was bad. Yeah, it was not good.
I would have read Three Little Pigs because it's pig themed, and you're at the zoo.
Yeah, but they had to be like gay books.
You're telling me that the Three Little Pigs aren't gay? They're not related. They're a thruple.
They're porking. But they're in different houses.
Yeah, because they got the means. You know what I mean? It's not a necessity. They're just like, we got the money to spend. Why not? They're moguls.
My favorite two books are And Tango Makes Three.
Okay.
Where it's about gay penguins adopting a little gay baby. Sick. And my absolute favorite kids book ever is a book called Bunny Bear. I cry every time.
Are you tearing up thinking about it?
Yes. I love it so much. Oh my God. So it's about a bunny.
Yeah.
But he's a bear. Or no, so it's about a bit. He's a bear, but he's a bunny.
Okay.
So he's a little trans bunny.
Yeah.
So he's a bunny.
Yeah.
And he meets like fox bee and like moose dog.
Sure.
So So then they do that. But the sad thing is at the end, the mama bear is like, where have you been? Da, da, da. And then he like comes out to his mom and the mom is just like, I love you the way you are. Don't worry. And I sit there and I'm like, just bawl my eyes out in front of kids who are like, the fuck is wrong with this clown? So I can't read that one because I get, look at my eyes. I get teary eyed. Yeah. Yeah. It just gets me.
Yeah.
I don't know why. All kids books are sad. All.
Yeah. Well, it's the same thing with Pokemon. The series, every episode is emotional turmoil. Like, it's no wonder we grew into fucked up emotionally distraught adults, because like in the third episode, they're like, Charmander, this cute, adorable thing you fell in love with, he's about to die because he's fully neglected by his owner, but he's so loyal to him, he's going to stay in the rain until he fucking dies.
Remember the Butterfree episode?
Exactly. I rewatched this years ago, and I was like, the first 12 episodes, every single one of those makes me just want to lay down and never sit back up. Yeah. It's crazy.
I can't do this. Yeah. So we did the zoo. And then I had to go from the zoo to downtown Toronto to Cambridge, all within 2 hour span. Technically an hour and a half, because two and a half hours, because my call time was 5:30 and I left at 3:00. So it was an hour to get downtown, grab Michaela and her assistant, and then drive to Cambridge, which was going to take an hour 45 minutes.
Why don't you have an assistant?
Okay, that is what I asked, because I don't think I need one, but all of these girls have an assistant.
Sure.
All of them.
Yeah.
All of them have an assistant. And I'm just like, we talked about money and stuff, and I can afford it because it's not a salaried position. You just pay them out at that gig. So they take a portion of your fee, and you don't have them at every gig. You only have them at the ones you need. But I think I'm too independent, because I literally messaged somebody being like, hey, I think I'm going to need an assistant for this Friday. Like, I'm going to try it out. And then I messaged them. I went, never mind. Never mind. So sorry you took the night. I can't do it. Because I'm just like sitting there thinking, I'm like, yeah, what a waste of fucking money.
No, I agree with you.
Because I'm
going to
be doing everything.
Yeah.
Because I already know that they're going to be like, do you want me to do that? And be like, no, I got it. Like, I already know. Yeah. I'm gonna tell them I've got it. So I'm just like, I'm not going to, one, waste their time, because I'm going to be fucking insane. I'll wait for a day where I actually really need somebody. But yeah, I ended up making it. We got there right on time, 5:35. Fucking ripped it. Performed. Did my whole performance, at a full meet and greet. And then it had been now, I would say, 8 hours since I had had like a lick of food. So the organizers of Cambridge Pride bought me a grilled cheese.
Sick.
With cheese, cream cheese, corn, some kind of like spicy something, jalapenos. My mouth is watering. And it laid in a cone bed of Cheetos.
You're describing like street tacos, street corn. Street corn is what that reminds me of. But that
but it was a street corn grilled cheese.
Yeah, that sounds bonkers.
It was wild. The shit I took the next day was crazy.
Yeah. I was really curious. So I'm really glad that you painted that picture fully. Thank you for that.
No worries.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I got home at about 2 a.m. After leaving at about 11, starting my makeup at 9. So it was quite the day.
Yeah. And then I text you.
Yeah, you called me and we talked about protein on my drive home.
Well, I text you and just said, you up? And you immediately said, like, is this a booty call? And I went, better call me when you stop your car. And then you called me like, what's up? And I went, I need to buy protein. You went, oh my God. Okay.
It was better. I was excited. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, let's talk. I know. It's wild how excited I got.
Yeah. That was a fun
one. But I got a little curious for a second, because you were FaceTiming me while I was driving, and I was just like, man, if he's showing me his balls right now, and I can't see it because I'm driving, I'm going to be so pissed.
Yeah. Yeah. If I had just a moment of clarity, this is what I need to do right now. Call Juice and show him my balls.
But imagine.
That didn't happen.
Yeah. But that was like my busiest day. So it's been a little cuckoo bananas. But now things are really slowing down. I've only got 3 more gigs this month, I think.
Yeah.
So this Friday I have one, and next Thursday, and then next Friday again.
Sick.
Oh, sorry. Next Thursday and next Saturday. And then I'm done. And then I just have mine and Kendall's gig, and then I go on my cruise.
Yeah. Not a gay cruise.
No, family cruise.
Gay cruise, I can only imagine, would be unhinged.
So they're called Atlantis cruises. And they're basically like, it's a circuit party the whole time. Like, there's no break. And it's like, I don't know if I could do that.
I don't want to be anywhere near that ship.
You know, like, I would want to go, like I'm so, like, lounge by the pool and chill that, like, if the pool is covered in half naked, like, I'd be like, I can't do this right now.
Yeah, not the vibe.
Yeah, not the vibe. So I'm excited, and I get to spend a lot of time with family.
Well, but, that's great.
Speaking of family, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm quite tired today. It's been a long fucking day for me, but I got a couple days off. I'm feeling good. The last few days have been good enough, and like, Yeah, just playing some games. New game that I've been really excited came out. Played with some friends yesterday.
Which
it's
one?
A soccer game.
Never mind.
Yep, I thought that might be the case. I won't go into any more detail than that, but I'm also, Juice, I made a decision to deepen the level of personality that I carry that's defined by board games. I'm going to get into board games. It's going to be part of my personality.
Are you kidding? I love board games.
I'm in.
Oh my God.
I know.
Okay, we have
you
to
love board games because I beat the shit out of you at Monopoly.
I crushed you in sequence. Shut the fuck up.
You beat me. If we're going lifetime scoreboard, you're losing.
I crushed you in sequence.
Yeah.
I fucking annihilated you at fucking Ticket to Ride. Get fucked.
We never played Ticket to Ride. Nice
no,
try.
We never played Ticket to Ride.
No, we played the other train game. Either way, these were games that I learned for the first time.
Oh, I fucking killed you in Mexican Trains.
I learned it for the first time.
I don't give a fuck. That's no excuse.
And it was close.
It
was way closer than it should have been.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. Anyhow, the board game I played was a cooperative one, and this is the reason why. So that we're not. It's not even that we're not yelling at each other. So it's not you trying to compete with me and yelling at me, and then I get back now.
No. I need to talk to the viewers now. I'm talking to the viewers. I don't want him to gaslight you, thinking that it is only me getting competitive. This motherfucker will look into my soul to make sure that he wins. If he will deliberately go out of his way to make sure that he. That he makes sure I loses. That is how this man plays board games.
There's some truth to that. Sometimes it's not so important that I win as it is that you lose. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah. If we're playing with other people, he's just like, as long as Juice loses.
If I'm
like,
going out, I'll take you with me. That's fine. Someone else can win. I'm happy. I've achieved secondary victory. You know what I mean? So I got this board game from my ex for my birthday many years ago. It's a game called Zombicide. Cooperative zombie, kind of like tabletop RPG, sort of. Not with like characters and storytelling, but just like objectives and things. Very fun. I've always wanted it. My ex bought it for me. And then I was like, I'm so excited. Thank you. I've wanted this since literally high school. I was like, I'm going to learn. Can we play? And she went, no, I have no interest in playing it. So she bought it for me. And then I never played it. It was like 2 to 3 years. It's just sat there. So I finally broke it open and I had a friend over and we broke into it. And it's one of those where like, it is overwhelming to learn for the first time, but I'm really glad that I did because I just felt like, I don't know why. It's so hard to explain and it's so fucking dumb. But like, it was just learning something new. I had a really good time. It's something that I feel I can be really passionately engaged with. So I just like, I was walking on sunshine the rest of the day after playing Zombicide. So now after having played it and learned it, I'm confident enough that I can teach some other people and the games. Yeah, if you want. Absolutely. It's meant to be played with up to 6 people. So the way that it works is...
Up to, okay.
Yeah, the way that it works is there's always 6 characters when you play. And you basically just divide it up amongst however many people are playing. So it was just me and one other person. We each controlled 3 characters. So if we had 6 characters, everyone gets 1. Obviously, do the math in between, right? So it was super fun, and I know... super duper nerdy, but like I had a really, really good time. And I think it's just this weird nonsense of like what I do for work is what I do for a hobby. So in a lot of ways that doesn't feel like it's relaxing or unwinding. But I think I'm also in a spot in my mid-30s where I'm like, I don't want my identity to be wrapped up in what I do for work. And like it was that for the rest of my life, right? I was a Disney on Ice skater. I work in the games industry and like that was really important to me. And now I'm like, I want to get out there. I don't want that. So I want to find something new. And I'm like, everybody be ready for board games to be 80% of my personality. Boom.
Very exciting. Yes, I'm in.
Yeah. So we can commit to board games. As I was playing it, I was like, I know there is a like digital version. Like there's a, what's it called? There's like a board game simulator where there's a lot of real board games that get made into digital copies so that people can play them online. There's something called Board Game Geek. I think that also allows you to play certain games online. So it did cross my mind as I was playing that. I was like, I could probably play a digital version of this with Juice. And it's not like automated. You still have to know all of the rules and do all of the stuff, but it just allows you to do it on a computer as opposed to having to be in the same
And we spot. Could also just play, I'm going to see you in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, when I say 2 weeks, I mean a month. But
like a month and a half, but yeah, close.
That's fine. Yeah. Close enough.
Yeah. Basically,
around the
2 weeks. It's going to fly by.
blink of an eye, I'm going to be in Nose.
Which of the 35 things that we said we would do in that time do you actually want to do?
Tattoos.
Okay.
For sure.
Sure.
For sure, tattoos.
We should figure that out now, then.
Yeah, probably. We'll put you in drag one day.
Yep. Because that was one of the charity things.
100% going to get you in drag one day. Couch co-op stream.
Big time.
Big time couch co-op stream. And I don't remember the
other ones. Three is solid. We'll come up with more. But three is a solid one.
There's the one that I...
No, we're not Kithen. We've been through this.
No. Not that.
We're not Kithen. You're trying to trick me. You're trying to trick me?
No, that's not that. I mean, there's the thing. I can't talk about it because it's the surprise.
My surprise or your surprise?
The surprise for the for
is this the one that we danced around last week and I said this is annoying because we're doing a thing where it's an inside joke in front of an audience? Yeah.
We're doing that one again.
Okay, cool. Well, that's fun. I don't know what that's going to amount to once you're here, but I'm excited for it.
No, I'll be
you got plans.
But I got plans.
Okay, good. I like it when you have plans, you know what I mean? I think it's a strike against me that the one episode that I let you lead turned out to be one of the best episodes we ever made. When you took the lead on which video game character would win a season of Drag Race.
It's almost like I am a two-time Canadian podcast award winner.
Yeah.
It's almost like I have been streaming and podcasting since 2020.
Yeah, it's almost like you're good at this shit.
It's almost like I've been hosting shows since 2016.
Yeah, so what you're saying is you're in charge of the show and I can take a backseat now?
I'm saying I'm the personality hire and you're a very good producer.
Thanks, I'm glad. You want to edit too?
Nope.
Damn it. Just thought I could.
I do have an editor if you ever want to give it to him, though.
Nah, that costs us money. I'm the same as you. Why would I pay someone money for the thing I'll just do myself?
I know.
Right? It's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
That's widowy. So crazy.
It's crazy. Speaking of crazy juice, you know what else is crazy? Patreon.com/itdangerpod. Barely Gamers, if you would like to support the podcast, thank you so much for being here. Just being here, you are supporting it. But if you want to go the extra mile, you could head on over to patreon.com/itdangerpod, where you can find a whole myriad of additional content options, including but not limited to full video episodes of every single week's episode, and get those a day before the rest of the world has access to them. You can get monthly cameo style videos from Juice and myself, or you could go the extra mile and become a Patreon producer like Miss Teary and the Bull, aka John. Thank you both very, very much. Now, if you have no tunes or loons to spare, we'll tell you more details about how you can stay in touch and support us for free at the end of the show. Juice. Last week we finished recording and then I sent you a message and I said, hey, a whole bunch of new games, like a whole bunch of new games got announced and you played the Switch 2 and we didn't talk about any of that shit.
not a single fucking touch of it.
Not even for a second.
You and I were so tired we couldn't even think about it.
So tired. I watched back that edit and I could see the life slowly leaving my eyes. I was like, oh, I was way more tired than I thought I was.
Yeah.
But I went, huh. Maybe we should have. So I want to hear all about your experience playing the Switch 2. Let's circle back in because there's new news on this, right? I know it's a topic we're going to revisit, but at the same time, Nintendo announced that the Switch 2 is outpacing the Switch in terms of sales. So all of the banter you and I had and the questions about like, how is anyone going to afford this? Well, they're fucking doing it.
Dicks.
But that being said, I also know multiple people that walked into a store and walked out with a Switch 2. Like, it didn't have the same scarcity of a new launch. Anyhow, we can get into all the details and that sort of stuff, but I want to hear all about your experience. You had a friend, and tell me all about it. What was your Switch 2 experience like?
So I have another straight friend.
I'm fine with this, by the way.
I'm so sorry. His name is Steven.
Yeah.
And he invited me. It was actually really cute. I don't think he listens, so I can say this.
Okay.
But it was a few weeks ago, we had just finished a workout and he goes, like, he's such a, you're like kind of borderline, like you're straight, but then like you kind of give hints of like, maybe not.
You're kind like, of people, borderline, like you're straight, border, but.
But like sometimes people are like, is he really straight? Like Steven is dead ass, like the straightest, like he's like textbook straight. Like he's mattress on the floor straight.
Oh, wow.
So he, yeah.
Wait, well, how do you know about his mattress?
I'm getting there. Ooh. So he comes up to me and he goes, hey, so like, I pre-ordered the Switch too. So like, if you want to come over, like when it comes out and we can like play it, like that's cool. But you don't have to like do that. Like that's not, it's stupid if you don't want to, like not a big deal. But if like you did, like that would be like fun, but like you don't have to, like it'd be dumb. If you think it's dumb, it's fine. So I was like, literally looking at him like, I could come over and we can play. And he went, yeah, that's really cool. Okay, cool. I was like, this is adorable. Like, so I went, so the time had come, the Switch 2 had come out. So I was like, how about I come over and we play? And he was just like, yeah, 100%. Like I got a pizza and we're going to like, I got snacks and stuff. So I was like,
what? You guys got pizza, snacks, and Switch 2?
Oh yeah.
Bonded for the life.
It was a microwavable or oven pizza. He's like, there's 36 grams of protein in the pizza.
Okay, yeah. He's like, he's a workout guy with you. So like, at least you guys see eye to eye on that.
He was extremely excited. Yeah. So we were sitting there. So I get there. He shows me his extremely, any doubt of him being straight, what fell out of my mind.
Okay, paint a picture for me. As a percentage, how much of you was thinking that there was a chance you would get laid?
10%.
Okay.
But 10%.
So walking in the door, 10%, you get in,
I said,
zero.
I said, maybe. And then I walked in, I went, not happening. Okay. So his living room is one display of all action figures.
Yeah.
And like different figurines and Pokemon and like God of War, like everything all there on display. Beautiful.
Yep. Yep.
Beautifully lit, gorgeous. One of those. A singular black couch.
Is it leather?
No.
Okay.
But a singular, like, love seat, like a two-seater.
So you guys were touching thighs.
We were quite close.
Wow.
A big TV, mm-hmm. A computer, a gaming corner, like a computer desk corner next to said TV, and then a bookshelf. That's the living room. Everything, the rest was just barren, nothing else. The kitchen, the whole apartment, not a thing on the walls.
Yeah.
Just blank wall, not one thing on the walls. The kitchen, nothing on the counters.
Yeah.
You know, the fridge, four things in it. The bedroom, the bed, it's just like a simple black bed frame, very simple bed. Again, nothing on the walls.
Why'd you go into the bedroom?
He was giving me the tour.
Oh, okay. You got the grand tour though.
Yeah. He said, well, let me show you the grand tour. And he went, is this the straightest place you've ever seen? I went, yes.
It sure
is. This is the straightest place I've ever seen. It didn't smell bad though. So that was nice. It smelled lovely. It smelled very clean.
Straight people don't all smell. That's not a thing.
Young straight men tend to get, it's a bit funky sometimes, but yeah, no, it smelled great. But so it was super cute. And it's he's just a single guy. Like, why is he going to have a ton of stuff? So anyways, so we sit down, we start playing the Switch 2. Let's get back to the point.
Let's start playing the Switch 2.
He says, let's play, he's like, all I got is Mario Kart. So let's play Mario Kart. Here is my biggest disappointment. So he lets me see it. I feel it. It's heavy.
Yeah.
It is huge.
Wait, what?
The Switch.
Oh.
Not his balls.
Right.
The Switch.
It is huge. It's heavy. Huge. I put it in my hands.
Put it in my hand. I just fucking jerked it off. No, it's so the Switch 2 is quite a lot bigger. It's quite a lot heavier.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't see me holding it like this for a while. Like I'd be like.
Yeah. Cause you got weak little baby arms.
Get fucked. So it's quite a bit heavier. Now here's my biggest gripe with it. And I have noticed not a single fucking person on the internet has said this is my biggest gripe, and this is what is almost like, if I'm gonna pay that much, I want it to be I would want this to be different.
So again, for context, in Canada it's like $650 for the base model.
That's not even with taxes. It's $600 plus tax, and then if you want a game it's another. He spent $900.
Oof.
Yeah, it was crazy. So anyways, we turn it on, it all starts, all the fun stuff. It's the exact same interface.
No update. And it kind of felt dated anyways.
It's just the gray background with the
little blocks
in the middle, and the menu on the bottom is this three little dots, and the top left corner is still everything identical.
So it just doesn't,
and it's like, are you,
that's the moment where it, like, that's the opportunity where it feels brand new.
You could do something and be like, ooh, this is how the Switch 2 looks, you know?
Yeah.
Update it. Make it look like a little, if you could still be that simple, but update it a little.
Yeah.
You did so much else. You couldn't have updated the fucking interface. I was so like, and that's what he said too. He was just like, this is the most like disappointing part, is that it's the exact same thing. What I will say is that the games looked gorgeous.
Okay. Games.
They were beautiful.
Which ones?
We played Mario Kart.
Okay.
And it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, it looked much better. Like, it looked better than, obviously, the Switch one. You could see a lot more. The colors were a lot more dynamic. The gameplay was a lot smoother. Is it fun, the Mario Kart? I really like the...
Who'd you mean?
I did tons. I switched it up.
Oh, you changed it up?
I had to, because there were so many characters. There's wow. so many characters. So I played as the cow. I played as, like...
Do you know the cow's name?
No.
Cow.
Oh, I should have said yes. I played as, like, the girl with the red dress and the big lips from Mario...
Rosalia.
Yeah, I played as New Rosalia.
Donk's mayor of New Donk City.
Yeah, Badonka Donk City. Yeah. So I played as her. I think I played as, like, there's, like, a Vacation Peach, so I played as her for a bit. Because there's, like, a portion of it where you can, like, find these lunch bags, and if you run into a lunch bag and, like, trigger the thing, you get a new costume.
Yeah.
And then that turns into a playable character. So that's kind of fun. Like, Donkey Kong has, like, a BMX thing and stuff.
Cool.
So you can, like,
yeah, there's, like,
you can
a
collect
ton of,
a bunch of skins.
Ton of fits. Ton of outfits, which is what I've heard.
Yeah.
I've also heard, and I don't know if this is, if you can shed any more light on it, that there's no real way to control it. Like, you go and find the collectible and it's just random what thing you
Completely
get.
Random.
That
yeah.
sucks.
Yeah. So, like, he kept getting them, but he kept getting the same outfit.
Oh.
So, like, it's he was like, oh, I got this outfit again. Oh, I got this outfit again. Mm. You know? But it's like when you were looking... We played mostly, I like the new way of the, now it's like you can race from world to world to world.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's like, I think it's 28 people driving. And then, like, as you get to these checkpoints, it's like only 20 go, now only 14. Now
yeah, kind of like their battle royale style.
Yeah. So, like, that I really liked.
Okay, cool.
Like, I genuinely really enjoyed that. One,
Did you
because
win
the
any?
Race was... I got second almost every single time.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah. I won one race the whole time we played, which I was meaning as, like, Lady Toad or some shit. I sent you a picture.
Toadette.
Toadette. Yeah.
Yeah. Hot.
So it was, nice, right? I wanna swing. Anyways. so I liked it because you don't see, you know, when a Mario Kart race, you see the same thing over and over and over.
Yeah.
And it gets a little monotonous.
Mm-hmm.
What I liked about this was that, like, you kind of saw new things all the time. So, and it was different parts of the race. You couldn't get to know, like, little tricks. You were constantly seeing new things. So I thought it was fun. I liked the amount of people that you're racing with, which was really cool. The controls were super easy and familiar.
Yeah.
Which was nice.
Did having that many racers, because a typical Mario Kart 8 race was, what, 12 people? Like, having essentially double... Did that feel like a next-gen experience? Like, did that feel like a step up from...
It felt chaotic.
Okay.
It's a lot of people, and you go from, like, third place to, like, 24th in a second.
Yikes.
You get hit by one thing, all of a sudden, like, 15 people go, boom, right by you, because there's so many of them, and they're racing at a very similar pace.
Mm.
So it's kind of fun to be like, oh, my God, like, now I'm way at the back, but then you climb up easier again, too. So I did really enjoy it. I will say the open world... fucking snore.
Oh, bland.
Oh my God, it's
Snooze
so fucking
City.
Boring because it's single player. You can't two player.
Yeah,
the
so
open world
weird. Why would you do that?
Yeah, so it was very like, you can watch me play, babe. So
yeah. So did
Steven's
he let
playing.
You play or you watched
I
him?
Said I didn't want to.
Wow.
So he played and I was watching, and it was basically like there's little challenges you could do.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, if you know those like buttons where it's a P and you could
yeah
into
P
it
switch.
You can do a lot of P-Switch challenges, and they're fine. They're fine.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of, like, you can drive in other cars. So, like, if you run into, like, a truck, you can turn into a truck. You can turn into a UFO and destroy a bunch of stuff. So it's a kind of, like, if, like, I could see it being fun for, like, a kid who just kind of wants to, like, run around and not have any objectives. But if you're somebody who really wants a game that has an objective, don't do the open world.
Yeah.
You'll be so fucking bored out of your fucking teeth.
I've also seen headlines and reports that there's hundreds of these little challenges and no way to track which ones you've done.
Yeah, none. They're just there, random.
So you have no idea. Like, if you wanted to go and complete 100% of these, you have to know exactly which one and where they are. And, like, that's just so counterintuitive.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. So it was, While I did enjoy it, and yeah. I think Mario Kart is one of those things where it's like, if you play Mario Kart, it is a friend game. It's not a game that you play by yourself. It is a game that you play with people. It's a game for socializing. It's like, yeah, Mario Party, Mario Kart, like all, like the Kirby Air Racers. That's all like a game that you want to play with a group.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see it being like, there's a definite improvement. I can see it being very fun for a group, but playing it solo would be a little like boring.
Okay. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In theory, we could both race each other, you know, years down the line. So that could be fun.
When we eventually can afford it.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's my thing. Like, after playing it. Oh.
What?
I heard that honk.
Yeah.
After playing it, it does make me want to Switch 2. But it's just one of those things where it's like, yeah, because like my Switch, if I had my Switch, I wouldn't care.
Right.
But it's the fact that my Switch is broken that it's like, okay, I would just upgrade. But now it's like, I'm going to have to deliberately, like, actively save up for it.
Yeah.
Like, stow away $100 from every paycheck and get it in, like, 3 months, you know? So.
What if, since Pride's still going on, you put up, a tip jar for your Switch 2 fund? And just if anyone wants to support you, you know, being a cutie gamer...
I think that's what I did when I was starting my stream, was I put up a fund for my Switch.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's how I afforded it. Was like, I ended up saving like enough with like tips and stuff.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Well, so are you more of a believer now? Like, we keep talking about how insane the price tag is on it. Is there anything after that experience that you're like, oh, it kind of makes more sense? Like, is there any sense that Nintendo put their money where their mouth is type of thing on this?
I think the only reason you should buy a Switch 2 is for the games. So if you don't have a game that you want to play that is not, like, if you can buy the game on your Switch, don't buy the Switch 2.
I don't think I think there are shockingly few Switch 2 exclusives. Like, I think Mario Kart is the only one right now. Like, there's the new Donkey Kong coming out,
but that's my thing. If you're like, I desperately want to play the new Donkey Kong and I really want the new Mario Kart and the new Mario Party to play with my friends,
yeah,
get a Switch 2. Otherwise, nah, not worth it.
So you don't
keep yours and wait until it's like you need it. Like, wait till your Switch breaks, or like me, like that's when I think you should upgrade. But if you don't have to upgrade, I don't think it's worth it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So do you think then that I should return this?
You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. When did you get that? When did you do that?
I got it today. Came in the mail. Juice, would you believe that this entire premise of this episode was just to set you up for this moment? Would you believe that the 37 minutes we've recorded so far all led to this? Would you believe it if I told you that?
I'm so fucking mad at you.
I thought that might be the case.
Why'd you buy it?
Say again?
Why'd you buy it?
Work.
Did work buy that for you?
Yep.
You piece of shit.
Listen, I got to do streams on Switch 2 game. Because Unity made a Switch game. Everyone go and check out Survival Kids. So I got to make some content. And they said you'd need this. They
fucking so piece of shit.
I'm producing the live stream for it. And they're like, well, we obviously prefer you to manage the technical element so that we can just be. I was like, that totally makes sense. Listen, I'll go tell my boss that I need one. And they were like, okay, don't be weird about it. But I was like, okay. So I went and I was like, they said that it would probably be best if I can run this side of it. He goes, all right, well, if you can find one. And then I think what genuinely happened was I went on Best Buy, no stock, Walmart, no stock. And then in Canada, we have EB Games, which is just think of it as GameStop in Canada. And I went on and there was stock, but they're like, no, nothing you can pick up in your area, but we'll deliver it. And I went, oh, that's super weird. I thought like this would be a lot harder to get a hold of. So I went through and went through the process and it said, cool, your purchase request has been processed. And I went, So I didn't buy it. I requested to buy it. I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, that's going to screw me over. I don't know when this is going to get redeemed and what the process is going to be. I'm in a line of some, like, I have to wait now. This is bullshit. And, like, I've heard of other people who've gotten notifications because you can register with Nintendo specifically. And then they send you an email and you have 20 hours. And I know this because I also did that in my pursuit of it. And it was like, we'll send you a notification. You have 20 hours to execute on it. And I was like, well, I don't think I'm going to get this in time. I have to find a plan B. And then I checked online today and it had gone from purchase requested to shipped. And 30 minutes later, there was a knock at my door. And now
I have a Switch too. No, I have a Switch too.
So
when are you going to play it?
Well, I haven't set it up. I left it in the box so that I could do this to you. This arrived.
Did you buy any games?
This arrived at 9 a.m. So I did it. I just waited. I just all day waited to all do day. This. I was like, ooh, this all is going to be fucking good. Day. This
oh, is you gonna bitch.
Be good. And man, oh was it ever. Was
you feel
it
better?
Ever.
You feel better?
I feel good. I feel really good. I feel like this That's was good. This no, was I'm probably glad. My best work.
That's a good one. Yeah, yeah. Well, what games do you have?
I have Mario Kart.
Okay, we'll play the yeah.
I actually am really, really excited to play that mode. I think it's going to be really fun. But more than anything, when you visit here in a couple of weeks / a month and a half from now, we'll be able to play. You said we want to do a co-op stream. Bingo bango. Get ready
bingo
for
bango.
It.
Bingo bango. Mario Kart. Fuck, now should I buy one? Man.
I still think you just need to figure out fixing your old one. Because I think, I know you've gone
no,
through.
I'm
I
not
know you've tried.
Pay. I'm not like, going to pay to get that fixed when I could just...
But here's what you do is you pay to get it fixed and then you sell it for more than you paid to get it fixed. Because otherwise it just sits broken in your side drawer next to your lube and your tissues.
It was a sock.
Yeah, I know. We've talked about this way too many times on the podcast. Anyhow, you could still play your Switch games. The other thing that I've heard, and I think this is going to make it more difficult for you, unfortunately, is apparently now Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom look fucking incredible, allegedly, is what I've been told. So I know that you really enjoyed those games and you need me to beat them for you. So that is.
I beat Breath of the Wild myself.
I'm proud of you.
Bitch.
I'm proud of you.
But Tears of the Kingdom, I lost my save data.
Oh, that's right. You nuked it.
Yep.
Torched it.
Mm. Yeah, whatever. Not a big deal. I will just Google how it ends. I played enough of it.
Like
where
a real gamer.
Yeah, I'll just Google the ending.
I've heard stories from like IGN where they're like, you would be surprised. You would be shocked by how many people are searching for the spoilers. Like the number of people that go in and they're like, can you just tell me the end of this game? Like right when it comes out, as opposed to trying to play it for themselves. There's a really interesting like societal study that needs to be done there because people just want to know how it ends and they don't want to go through the journey themselves. They're just like, I'll find it in an article and then I'll rock on. Yeah. Weird. Right.
I mean, I always look up like if there's two endings,
sure.
I'll look up what the other ending was.
Yeah.
No, I'm not playing the game. Yeah. No, I'm not doing that. Just to get the second ending? No, absolutely yeah. not.
Speaking of multiple endings, the movie for Until Dawn is on streaming now. Are you going to watch it?
Probably not. Oh my God. Do you know what I did this morning? What did
you do this morning?
The Final Destination movie is
yeah,
is
Bloodlines.
Streaming. So now a lot of Bloodlines content is on Twitter. And I was just hit with every death on no context.
It.
Well, I saw every death.
Yeah,
I
you
saw,
don't need to watch the movie anymore.
I saw the. Did you watch it?
No, don't tell me. Don't tell me because I will watch okay. it. I almost
okay.
did.
The one is still locked in my mind. It's okay. very uncomfortable.
Okay, I'm really excited to watch it now. And I'll guess which one it is and I'll send you a message. But I went to the movies with friends last Monday and we're like, oh, we might do this like friends movie thing like once a month now, which we're excited about. But we let our one friend pick and he picked the new Wes Anderson movie. And I had no idea what it was. Like based on it's called The Phoenician Scheme. And I went into it like, never heard of this. Didn't watch a trailer, saw the cast list. I was like, okay, star-studded cast at least. But I know Wes Anderson makes really like artsy fartsy art house movies. And
yeah, I would have been out.
I've watched half of one and I just didn't finish it. And I hate not finishing films. And I was like, this just is not my vibe. So literally as we had dinner before the movie, I was like, hey, so starts 10 minutes later, but Final Destination's Bloodline plays tonight. We could watch that. And eventually, ultimately, they decided, no, we were going to stick with the original plan. And then we went in and we left. And now that friend is no longer allowed to pick movies.
I was going to say, you can't let him pick.
He's on hiatus for a while now.
Oh, my God. A Wes Anderson movie? I'd be like, you fucking nerd. No.
Yeah. So
I one time let my straight friend pick the movie and I went and saw Predator.
Sick.
And I was upset.
I've never seen a Predator movie.
It don't. They're all the fucking same. Like, people love Predator movies, but I'm just like, they're stupid.
Listen,
just,
if
like,
I'm gonna watch that vibe, I'm gonna watch like Friday the 13th. I'd rather big hulking scary murder man than alien that's trying to kill me. That's less relatable
and will kill you no matter what. You can't get away because he is just the ultimate
predator,
like predator. So it's just like nobody ever gets away.
Yeah,
so it's just like I don't like this. It's also very violent. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Oh, I guess that was on our list of things to do when you visit is there was multiple movies that we talked about watching. So we'll have to do that.
We could do one every night.
Yeah. How many nights are you staying here again?
It's up to you.
How many nights are you in Vancouver again?
I am in Vancouver it's a Wednesday to Wednesday. So, cool.
So eight-ish.
I think 31st to the 6th.
July 31st to the 6th of August.
Yeah, okay. I think that's so. It's a Wednesday to Wednesday. So, and I can split my time between yours and Tommy's place. So I'm not in your space for 8 days.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sweet. That's fun.
Sweet. So I'm not sure if I want to stay with you before or after Pride.
Sure. Well, I have switched too. So that's cool.
I might stay with you the whole time at this point.
I mean, a spare set of Joy-Cons, just a cool $125.99 plus tax. So,
well, if I have mine by then, we could
play
together.
Yeah, but I don't want you to feel like this is a competition and you need to rush out and get a Switch too. All right.
Well, here's my thing. I'm about to be on a cruise for like a 7 days.
Yeah, so but
like,
you just talked to me about how you were really excited to spend a lot of time with your family.
Jealous.
I know. That's what I'm trying to get away from you here. I was like, you don't need to rush out and get this just because I have it. You don't worry, babe. You can play mine.
Oh my God, that's the other thing. When me and Steven were playing, he had my controller attached to it and I like adjusted my body and it fell and we both looked at it like,
who's gonna pick this up?
He was like, oh, we're gonna pick it up, it's gonna be broken. And it wasn't, but I was really scared it was.
I thought that this was a moment like you dropped the soap and he didn't want to bend over and pick it up off the floor type of thing, but not that.
No.
How would you rate the sexual tension during your Mario Kart experience? Not zero.
Not zero.
Not zero. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of It's Dangerous to Go Alone. I appreciate you all immensely. I hope you enjoyed the ruse for this episode.
The ruse.
And if you guys want to stay in touch in between episodes, Juice is going to let you know where you can keep up with us on socials.
If you are unable to join us on our Patreon, you can join us on our Instagram at itdangerpod. Jackson is always putting up some really fun and funky clips. Or if you're like, Instagram is so fucking weird, I don't want to go on there, you can follow us on anywhere that you listen to podcasts. Give us a rate, give us a like, or give us a comment. It helps boost us up in the algorithm for more people to discover our sweet little sultry voices.
Yeah, I'll say thank too, like, follow, because I'm looking at the numbers here and the number of people that are listening but aren't followed. Just hit that button. It goes a long way.
Just hit the button.
Just hit that button. Just press that one button.
Just press it right now. You know what? I'll give you a sec.
Okay.
Go press it.
Okay.
Okay. Did you press it?
Yeah. Oh, not nice. Me? Shit. Fuck.
No, I fucked not it you. Up. That's not, you. Not me. That's my not bad. You. Not you. Not you. But thank you guys so much for another week of It's Dangerous to Go Alone. Join us next week when we talk about nipples. When are we really going to get the details right in gaming? See you next time. Bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.